In this bulletin, the World Health Organization declares the monkeypox virus a global health emergency. Russia strikes Ukraine's southern port of Odessa, threatening a landmark deal to unblock Ukrainian grain exports. And in sport, Hawthorn's big win over North Melbourne as forward Jack Gunston makes an emotional return. Good morning, Tina Quinn with SBS News. The World Health Organization has declared the monkeypox outbreak as a global emergency, with the once-rare virus now spreading to more than 70 countries. The WHO Director General's declaration could spur further investment in treating the disease and assist in the call for more vaccines. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus made the decision to issue the declaration. That's despite a lack of consensus amongst members of the emergency committee.
I have decided that the global monkeypox outbreak represents a public health emergency of international concern. There are now more than 16,000 reported cases from 75 countries and territories and 5 deaths. WHO's assessment is that the risk of monkeypox is moderate globally and in all regions, except in the European region, where we assess the risk is high.
It marks the first time that the chief of the United Nations Health Agency has taken such an action. A deal between Ukraine and Russia to allow the resumption of grain exports is in doubt after the Ukrainian port city of Odessa was hit by a missile attack. The deal was only signed on Friday by Russia and Ukraine and mediated by the United Nations and Turkey. Ukraine's Infrastructure Minister Oleksandr Kubrikov says that preparations will still continue to restart the grain exports. But the country's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says the attack shows that Russia is still finding ways to avoid implementing the deal. The Turkish defense minister, Hulusi Akar, says that Russian officials have told him they've had no involvement in the latest attack.
The Russians told us they had absolutely nothing to do with this attack and that they were examining the issue very closely and in detail. The fact that such an incident took place right after the agreement we made regarding the grain shipment really worried us. We were also disturbed by this. However, we continue to fulfill our responsibilities in the agreement. We also expressed in our meetings that we're in favour of the parties maintaining their cooperation calmly and patiently.
Staying overseas, and Rishi Sunak, one of the two remaining candidates to become Britain's next Prime Minister, says he will be uncompromising when it comes to immigration.
We have to tell the truth about immigration because our system is still not working. It is simply unacceptable to have the current situation where criminal gangs are still trafficking illegal immigrants to this country, exploiting loopholes in the legal system, and yes, our compassion. We must never lose that compassion, but we must be tougher and we must be uncompromising.
Members of the ruling Conservative Party will vote for a new Prime Minister with an announcement due on the 5th of September. Mr. Sunak has led all rounds of the voting amongst Conservative Party MPs, which reduced the field to two candidates. But it's Foreign Secretary Liz Truss who seems to have gained the advantage so far amongst the 200,000 members of the governing party who will ultimately choose the winner. Ms. Truss could become Britain's third female leader after Margaret Thatcher and Theresa May, while Mr. Sunak would become the country's first Prime Minister of Indian origin. Returning home now, and more than 100 people have died from COVID-19 across Australia in the latest reporting period. Experts are warning that the virus is now on track to overtake heart disease as the leading cause of death in the country. It's the first time since January that daily deaths from the virus have passed 100, with more than 5,000 people being treated for COVID-19 in hospitals. Griffith University virologist Professor Nigel McMillan has warned fatality numbers will only increase as cases accelerate.
So this year alone, we have had 8,885 deaths from COVID. We will crack 9,000 deaths this next week. And at the current rate we're going to be on track to have more than 16,000 deaths from COVID. And that would put it at the number one category of causes of death this year.
The Australian Medical Association has renewed calls for mandatory mask wearing, warning elective surgeries are again being impacted by high hospitalisation rates. The COVID wave is expected to peak next month. The Home Affairs Minister has accused the previous government of trying to subvert democracy by pressuring authorities to release information about the arrival of an asylum seeker boat on election day. Claire O'Neill has described the sequence of events, detailed in a Home Affairs Department report into the episode, as profoundly disgraceful.
And the former government need to hang their heads in shame and come forward and apologise and explain why it is that they chose to compromise the work of Defence Force officials in this disgraceful way.
The report inquiry found a statement on the boat interception was issued after Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews repeatedly pressured officials to make the information public. But Ms Andrews denies this and says she was simply reflecting the wishes of former Prime Minister Scott Morrison to issue a statement. Ms Andrews also insists she did not have any knowledge about the texts that were later sent out by the Liberal Party to voters, urging them to keep our borders secure by returning a coalition government. To sport now, and five goals from returning forward Jack Gunston has helped Hawthorn to a big win over North Melbourne and Hobart. It was Gunston's first game back since the sudden death of his father, former AFL executive Ray Gunston. The 30-year-old opened the scoring for the Hawks and pointed to the heavens in tribute. The 46-point loss was a come-down for the Kangaroos after last week's upset win over Richmond in Lee Adams' first outing as caretaker coach. In Sydney, the Swans cemented their top eight spot with a 33-point win over Adelaide. The home team's nine-goal first term was the highest for the season and set up a 48-point lead early in the second. But the Crows were able to outscore the home side for the rest of the game to prevent a score blowout. And that's all the latest from the SBS newsroom this morning. I'm Tina Quinn. There'll be more at midday.